April 23rd, 2017, Divine Mercy Sunday, 3 p.m. service. Jesus is here, as he is in the Divine Mercy image. He says, I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Thank you for celebrating with me the feast of my Divine Mercy. It is right and just to honor my mercy, which snatches you out of the grip of Satan. It is my Father's will that my mercy be acknowledged and esteemed in a world so bent on separation from its Creator. My Father's will is all around you and part of every present moment. Nothing can exist or occur outside of my Father's divine will. His will is all grace, all mercy, all love. During these times of confusion that weigh upon the heart of the world, I wish to establish devotion to my Father's will. Just as you have a feast day honoring my divine mercy, establish a feast of my Father's divine will. Celebrate it on the first Sunday in August every year, a day of celebration of God the Father. I do not expect the established church to acknowledge this any more than they did the Feast of the Protectress of the Faith, January 21st, or the Feast of Refuge of Holy Love, May 5th. However, I request those who will listen to honor it. This mission has as its foundation my Father's will. The journey through the chambers of our united hearts is a journey which leads ultimately to immersion in the divine will. Holy love is the divine will. So you see, my request is pertinent to this mission. My Father's will is omnipotent and perfect. Therefore, he watches closely man's free will choices, but he will never take away mankind's free will. It is free will that chooses evil over good and does not see these poor choices as the cause of evil in the world. Satan has successfully obscured the difference between good and evil, the result being the confusion in the world today. When free will is used to serve self and not others, the door to every sort of debauchery is opened. Because my Father permits evil choices through free will does not mean he approves of them. My Father's will permits man his choices, but also brings down his justice. If you respect my Father's divine will, then you must also respect his divine justice. Do not live as though you are not answerable for your choices. The hope of the world is in every prayer offered for the conversion of the heart of the world. Holy love has always been a part of my Father's divine will. Now it is a part of my divine mercy in these latter days, drawing people into deeper personal holiness and union with my Father's will. The one who turns to my mercy also turns to my Father's will, and so too, holy love. It is my divine mercy that acts like a fisherman's net, drawing all people together in holy love and my Father's will. Without my mercy, you would not be attracted to holy love. I come today and during these times to bring people into the will of my Father through holy love. This is a work of my mercy. This is my call to you. In your acceptance of this call is your surrender. Everything in the present moment is my Father's will for you. When you accept what the present moment offers, you accept his divine will. You surrender to his divine will. Today, as you look around you and see all the changes this spring season has made, note too that my divine mercy has transformed souls. Through my mercy, souls are made pure and attractive in my Father's sight. Never be discouraged in guilt, but encouraged in my mercy. My brothers and sisters, today I invite each one of you into my merciful heart. Count on my graces. Be strengthened in my mercy. I am calling you to understand that these are special times, and special graces are being given. I'm taking all of your petitions into my merciful heart today, and I'm imparting to you my blessing of divine love.